Hello, ladies. Thanks for joining me for the Meet Your Sweet Relationship Help podcast for women. I am your host, Mirabelle Summers. What are we talking about today? It's soulmates. Women, how many of us have met a guy and he just seems to embody everything that we visualize when we're thinking about having the 2.5 kids, the white picket fence? Is he your soulmate? Is there really such a thing? And how do we really know if he is the one? Well, our guest today is going to help us answer these questions and help us learn how to connect to a guy on a deeper, more meaningful level. Joining us today is relationship and dating expert David Wygant, who's also creator of the What Men Desire system. David, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. You know, I really enjoy enlightening women because we are so different when it comes down to the way we analyze things. Men speak in sentences, women speak in analyzations constantly. Women get horrified over one comment and make a man regret it for years. And it's really funny. Like, I'll read my email every day and it'll be a woman will say to me, "This guy said something to me the other day and I just can't get it out of my brain." Well, men, you know, a friend will say something to me the other minute and it's out of my brain the other minute. It's like we are like golden retrievers, okay? We just let it all fly. And women just overanalyze to death. So I'm here today to really help you understand that we are not that far evolved from cavemen. So in order to find your soul caveman, we need to really understand men a little bit better.
Okay, so you just said something, the soul cavemen, and you're going to help us understand you guys a bit better. But what I want to know, is there really such a thing as a soulmate? Or do you think that it's really just a general descriptor for the type of relationship that we really desire as women?
Okay, I'm going to answer that in two parts, okay? One, a soulmate has been brought to you by Walt Disney, okay? Since you were a little girl, the soulmate has been brought to you by Disney. There's going to be a man that's going to come that's going to sweep you off your feet. You're waiting for the one. You've been taught that. It's your subconscious mind that's been programmed that way. Since you're a little girl, everything is about the one, the one, the one, the one. Now, this is what I want you to do right now. I want you to grab a piece of paper and I want you to grab a pen. It's really important that you do that. It's really going to help you understand why there's no such thing as the one. And don't get upset right now, okay? And I'm not trying to break your dreams or anything else, because what you're going to see is something that's going to be a progression of your love life, but it's also going to help you get healthy in finding somebody to have a great relationship with. Okay, put us on pause, go grab a piece of paper, and then unpause it when you got that piece of paper back. All right, now take the piece of paper, and what I want you to do right now is I want you to write down the age that you're at right now in your life. Write it down, big numbers up there. Then what I want you to do underneath that is draw a line for every relationship that you've ever had that you thought was going to be the one. You might have met that first guy in high school. You might have met him in college. You might have been someone you met in your 20s, and it all depends on what age you're at right now. I want you to write down, and I want you to write down the lines, one line after another after another. Now what I want you to do is I want you to look at that piece of paper and ask yourself, did you believe that each one of them was the Disney man, was the guy that was your one, was your soulmate, was the one that you were supposed to be with? Each of them probably at some point in the relationship was that guy. Each of them at some point in the relationship probably was a soul connection. And listen very carefully to what I'm saying, a soul connection. Each of those guys were guys that you probably entertained ideas of being with. Some of you are divorced and have kids with that guy that you thought was going to be the guy that was going to live happily ever after with your children. Now, what I want you to realize is that each of those men taught you a fantastic, beautiful, amazing lesson that helped you grow as a person. I want you to thank every single guy. Literally, if you've got any anger or any fears or any pain left over from any past relationship, I want you to dissolve that fear. I want you to dissolve that. And I want you to go back and I want you to write a letter to every single guy. Don't worry, you're not going to mail it. You're just going to write it. Because in order to go out there and have that amazing love affair, you need to be able to put your past behind you and you need to look forward to your future as an adult, not as a Disney princess, not as a 14-year-old girl that wants to click her heels and have Toto and you go to Kansas, okay? You need to go and really understand that life is all about a series of connections leading to the next beautiful connection, which may or may not last happily ever after. But once you get healthy in that mindset, you'll start to realize, okay, that there are many different soulmates for you, many of them.
Oh, wow. I hope that most women out there aren't thinking, gosh, you know, so who is the right guy? Like, how can I tell? You, David, said something very interesting, and I read something very interesting on your website. It's a statistic that made me stop and think, oh, my gosh, are you serious? This can't be correct. You say that there are some critical mistakes that 96% of women make when they're trying to get a man to approach them. I'm just thinking, wow, that's a pretty high number. So I want to know, what is the most critical error that flashes the stop signal to a man?
There's a few of them, and I'm going to go through the number one error. And it's something that we all have with us all the time. We're all attached to. We make love to it more than we make love to a physical being. We touch it more than we actually touch ourselves. We touch it more than we touch human beings. We are constantly rubbing it, playing with it, talking to it. We're constantly having it with us. We freak out when we leave it behind. When it's not fully charged, we think to ourselves, God, will I be able to make it through the day without it being fully charged? We are addicted to it, and it's our phone. Our phone is the number one social mishap that has ever been created. Now, I do love the phone because it enables us to go and communicate and do things. But the problem is, it has become a human pacifier. It really has. Whenever anybody is out and about, a woman is sitting alone at a bar waiting for a friend. Instead of being back in the old days of the 1990s, she now sits there and stares at her phone. She's on her Facebook feed. She's on something else. Because God forbid she looks around, smiles at a guy, and has a conversation before her friends come. Whenever people go into an elevator, instead of talking to one another or staring at the buttons like they used to stare at, they're now on their phone looking. When a woman is in line at the grocery store and the grocery store line is taking too long, at least she has her security blanket to look at. She can check email, she can text a friend, she can look at her Facebook feed, or see what ridiculously stupid comments some egotistical maniac posted on Twitter that afternoon. So what happens is the phone has enabled us to be comfortable. It enables us to be antisocial. So the number one reason why most women are not meeting men is because they're not open to meeting men, because they're more open to their iPhone and their Android phone than they are to any man that's in the vicinity. That alone has killed social interaction. Even when you're sitting alone in a restaurant waiting for somebody, you're not just sitting there smiling and looking at people and seeing opportunities to connect and to talk and to flirt. You're staring at your phone constantly. It is evil, these phones. So the one thing I tell women all the time, when you're out and about, never check email, never text a friend who's not there, because you know what? We lived without this for so long. We really did. We were able to really not text friends updates constantly throughout the day. We need to stop putting our phones before our social life. And if we don't do that, we're all basically waiting for the Make Love app that hasn't come out yet from the iPhone.
I think you're right, because if you look in a typical place, say, for example, you walk into Starbucks. I'm in Starbucks all the time, and the one thing that you see are heads down, no one really interacting with one another. Even if they're with another person, they both have their phones out. So you're right. That's definitely a killer for social interaction. And that's a great, great point that you're making. So ladies, when you go out and you're talking about you want to meet a man, listen to what David's saying. Reconnect. Just connect with the environment that you're in. Be in the moment and be present.
It's all about being present. That's all life is. We only have the moment. We're not present. The minute we whip out that phone, we are not present. And I'm going to share one story more about this, because I think it's one of the most important things to realize. Most men have approach and fear and anxiety. They suffer from a disease called approach anxiety. They go from approach anxiety to getting Cialis. I mean, literally. Men are terrified of approaching women. And there's an exercise, Mirabelle, that I tell women to do all the time. Go out there and be a man for a day. Go ahead and try to approach men all day long. Go up there and try to find something funny and clever to say, because women all the time say, I want to hear something funny and clever out of a guy. I want a guy to be confident. Most guys are not confident when it comes down to meeting women because it's terrifying. To them, they'd rather be drilled without Novocaine at the dentist's office. They'd rather have each nose hair pulled individually from their nose than go up and approach a woman, because most women never give signs of availability. Most women have their arms folded, looking down, blocking men from coming over. They've got their iPhone out there. So what you've got to realize is that these men suffer from approach anxiety. So unless you open yourself up, smile at a guy, not once but twice, because the first smile, they think you're looking at somebody else. You need to become more open and available so the guys can come over, because 90% of the guys suffer from approach anxiety. So basically, women, 100% of the amazing, beautiful women in this world are fighting for 10% of the guys to fulfill their Disney soulmate fantasy, the guy that will walk over, create that serendipitous romantic comedy moment, and seal the deal and ask her out like a man should. Unfortunately, we don't live in a society that's perfect like that. Disney has it all wrong. Disney should have done the movie version of the prince who was sitting there terrified about talking to a woman and listening to this monkey chatter in his head, and how he goes home at night, he studies manuals of trying to meet women on the internet and trying to learn pickup lines that women don't like, because he thinks that this is the only way to meet women. So women need to understand that. So go out there and spend one day and try to be a man for a day, and then you'll understand why men don't approach you, and you'll start opening up more, and you'll start inviting men to come over, and you'll put that phone down, and you'll start to become more available.
So we've talked about what we're doing wrong. Let's flip it a little bit. What types of signals should we be sending to men? What should we be doing as women to let you guys know, hey, I'm interested, I'd like to know something about you?
Men are gigantic Scooby-Doos. That's all they are. So I want you to picture that. Next time you see a guy, because I know women get intimidated by the guy that they really want, and I understand women have their own fears and insecurities as well also. I mean, it's a very daunting thing to meet the opposite sex for a lot of people. So realize that men are just gigantic Scooby-Doos. That's all they are. So picture Scooby-Doo. Google him. Put him on your phone and look at it and realize that good-looking guy that you're attracted to is just a Scooby-Doo. All he wants is the Scooby snack, and the Scooby snack happens to be you. That's right. He wants to come over and he wants to talk to you. The problem is he doesn't know what to say or what to do. So this is where you lay the bait. You need to smile, because a smile, of course, opens up, because we all know that when we see a smile, life becomes so much easier and so much more beautiful. Don't just smile once, smile twice at the guy, because he's dumb and he's a man. And how many times when you've been in a relationship with a man that you have to ask him to do something more than once? So think about it. The smile is doing it more than once. Once you smile, he smiles back. Smile again and he'll walk over. If he doesn't walk over, screw it and go do it to another guy. Because the fact is, if he's still fearful, you don't want to be with him in the first place. Secondly, when you're out and about and you're going out there to meet men, if you're going out, let's say, to a bar or a lounge or even a coffee shop, if you see a guy looking at you, start looking all around. I know you love your girl time, and I respect girl time, and I think girl time is a beautiful thing. But men go out and they have boy time, and boy time is all about looking at each other for 30 seconds and then looking around the room, hoping a girl can come so they can have better boy time. So what you need to do is you need to start talking to your friend, looking around the room, and when you see a guy that you're attracted to, make it easy for him to come over. The chances are he's not going to come over when you're sitting with a friend, because if you think it's hard enough to approach one woman, it's more daunting to approach two women when he doesn't have the game or the rap or anything else. So what you want to do is meet him halfway. If he breaks for a cup of coffee, go up and meet him in line at coffee and smile and say hello, ask him how his day is. You can start the conversation, see how it goes from there. It's nothing. It's a beautiful thing to do that. If you're at a bar and he goes to the bar to get a drink, meet him. Get up. Meet him halfway. If he starts walking towards the table, get up and walk towards him. Make it easier for him. Give him an opportunity to claim you. Give him an opportunity to talk to you. Think about all that you've done so far, and think about the men that you've been dating, and think about how your life is going. It's never going to change unless you make these changes.
Great tips, David. Do you mind answering a listener question for us before we wrap up today?
Absolutely.
Okay, this is from a listener by the name of Elena in Minnesota. She writes, I always seem to fall for the guys who run from commitment. I'm tired of wasting my time. How can I tell if a guy is really ready for a committed relationship?
This is the greatest advice every single woman will ever get. I cover this in my program too, but I want you to write this down, and I want you to put it on your forehead, and I want you to talk about it the next time you go out for girls' night, okay? Most women, when they go out, and this is what I love about you, you talk about your feelings and your emotions, you talk about what you want. Women are so good at standing up for what they want. They'll go out on a date with a guy, and they'll look at a guy, and they'll say, I really, really want a relationship right now. And they'll tell the guy what type of relationship they want. The thing is, most men are what I call salesmen. A lot of guys haven't had sex in a long time. A lot of guys haven't had a girlfriend in a long time. A lot of guys, even if they don't want a girlfriend, haven't had sex in a while, and you're living and breathing right in front of them right at that present moment, and they do not want to blow it, because the fact of the matter is it might be 2 months before they get another chance to be with a woman, and they certainly have not been laid since 2007. So here's the deal. You need to stop telling what you want, and you need to ask them what they want. Because what happens is you'll start separating the men from the boys, the players from the lovers, and the guys who want marriage from the guys who just want to date. So what you need to do during the course of the day, at the time that you realize that there's a little bit of chemistry going on, you get that feeling, the oxytocin starts kicking in a little bit, and that's when you start to blab about what you want because you think he wants the same thing because you're creating this Disney romance in your head. So what you need to do at that moment is take a deep breath, excuse yourself, go to the ladies' room, get your composure, come back and go, you know, I'm really curious. And curious is great because it actually helps a guy relax. I'm so curious about you. What are you looking for right now? Now, in that tonality that I use, it's really great because you never want to put a guy on the defense because a guy on the defense is going to scramble for answers. But here's what you want to do at this point. You need to shut up and listen at this point. Don't say another word. See what happens. A man that wants a relationship, that craves love, that desires a connection, that wants a soul connection, that wants a soulmate, will look at you directly in the eyes and say, hey, I am looking for something very different. I'm looking for something special. I'm looking for marriage. I'm looking to, you know, start a family. He'll look at you in the eyes and he will go through his summation and he will tell you with extreme confidence what he wants. He doesn't care what you want because he has done enough work on himself that he knows what he wants. And he also knows that if you don't want the same thing, it doesn't matter him because he will go out and find a woman that wants exactly what he wants. That's the guy that you want to have the relationship with. And when a guy says that, that's when you can share what you want next. If a guy looks over your shoulders and looks all around and hems and haws and pauses, and then like all of a sudden goes, I really want a relationship. If he doesn't say it with conviction, that's the guy that's just looking to basically, excuse my language, spread your legs and go to bed with you that night. Okay, and I'm going to be as crude as I possibly can because I don't want any of you to ever sleep with another guy that is not aligned with what you want in your life at the time in your life. So that, to me, is the best advice any woman will get. Take control of that situation.
That is a wonderful piece of advice that you just gave our ladies out there, because we do tend to compromise our own views sometimes in the moment. So you heard it here, ladies, from David Wygant. David, thanks so much for all of the information that you've shared with us today. This was a great conversation. Ladies, the name of David Wygant's system, again, is What Men Desire. And you can find that on our website at meetyoursuite.com/go/men desire. David, before we wrap up today's show, will you tell us a little bit more about what men desire?
Yeah, it's all about what men are all about, what we desire, what we want, how we want to be treated in a relationship, how we react to women and certain things that they say. But really what this is about is it's going to help you understand men. You need to understand us better because we really do want a relationship. I have surveyed my list thousands and thousands of times, and every single time, the number one answer is all men want is a girlfriend. They want to meet the woman that respects, that honors them, that inspires them, that makes them feel like a man. And this is what a lot of women don't understand, because in today's, you know, dog-eat-dog society, a lot of women are out there fighting for their careers, they're going out there, they're making money, and they bring that career woman into the relationship. And that emasculates a man, because a man needs to feel wanted and desired. A man needs to feel needed. Just because he doesn't need your money or need to support you in any way, shape, and form doesn't mean he doesn't need to feel needed in so many other ways. So this program really helps you unlock that femininity that may or may not have been blocked in today's society. And it's also going to help you understand how to relate to us in all situations, what we say, why we mean what we say, and how to understand all the words that we say so you're no longer overanalyzing with your friends for 3 weeks. You didn't call back. We had great connection. What do you think he meant by this? What do you think he meant by that? I give you the answers to what he meant for everything. It's your guide to understanding what men really want, and they want you.
You want us, guys. That's what the guys want. Ladies, the guys want us, but we've got to do our work as well. David Wygant's system, again, is What Men Desire, and you can find that on meetyoursweet.com/go/men-desire. Thank you again for joining me today, David. I've really enjoyed this.
Me too. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for joining me again, ladies. I hope that you've enjoyed today's show, and I hope that you've gotten a lot of great, solid advice from David today. I'm Mirabelle Summers. Join me again soon for another edition of the MeetYourSweet.com Relationship Help for Women podcast.